Just as Srimad Bhagavatam emanated from the lips of Shukadeva Goswami and therefore became even more tasteful, similarly, last 7 days, the stories from Srimad Bhagavatam, as we told in a practical and easy to understandable manner by His Holiness of the Church of Mahārāja, became even more relishable for all of us, as it seemed that the transcendental age of Srimad Bhagavatam came alive. And we were watching the pastimes take place in front of our eyes. 7 days, last 7 days, also demonstrated very practically another transcendental, wonderful verse from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, 34. Tadvati Pranivate, Hari Krishna Seya, Upadeshan Vitayana, Yana Sattarshan. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire for his service and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen truth. Similarly, we approach the bona fide spiritual master, His Holiness the Church of Mahārāja, inquire for him very seriously, as was very much evident from the many questions and answers that took place. And we all rendered service to him. And in return, being a self-realized soul, he imparted wonderful transcendental knowledge to all of us. For that, and much more. So before we begin our program, I'd like to offer our respects of our appreciation to His Holiness. So can I just salute his center, show of appreciation to him.
Srila Prabhupada ki. So all that happened did happen because of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. We are all basking in the wonderful transcendental shelter of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada created this arrangement for us, undergoing various difficulties. At the age of 70, he left Vrindavan, went to America, practically like a beggar, without any resources. What an incredible risk he took. He didn't know where to stay. He didn't know whether he'll have anything to eat. And in that condition, suffering 2 heart attacks on the way to America in a cargo ship. Srila Prabhupada went, and from total uncertainty, literally from the scratch, he started this movement. And he created a home, he created a house where the whole world can live. And we are seeing the wonderful benefit that we are deriving from this wonderful arrangement of His Divine Grace. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki. Continue, I didn't want to interrupt. Yeah, please.
Anyway, yes. Please
sit down.
And now, the next month, we'd like to invite some devotees and to share with us their realizations of this past 7 days and appreciate the experience they've had experience. So, first of all, I'd like to invite some from South Africa. We've chosen a very impressive one devotee from each country.
While Srimad Mohan is coming here, get a chair for him. Let him sit down also. Those speakers can sit down. And I just want to make 2 short but very wonderful announcements. Yesterday, do you all remember? A very important person came. He is the chairman of Goldman and Sachs, a very, very famous multinational financial giant of an organization. And so he came here, and he liked this program so much that he told me that he is booking himself for next year's retreat for the entire He's a very busy man, so he had already programs arranged for him. He had to go to Delhi today, and so he had to so that's why, otherwise he was very keen to stay on. That's one thing, one announcement. Another announcement, just before coming here, soon before coming here, I received a phone call. I saw missed call from Jamunacharya. Do you all know Jamunacharya Prabhu? Jamunacharya, many of them don't know you. Can you please stand up and identify yourself? I saw a missed call from Jamunacharya, so I called him back. And he just told me, anyway, I'll give you the background. 10 years back, Jamunacharya one day told, he's from South Africa. He is a very, very successful businessman. One of his main businesses is a chemical factory, and big, quite a big chemical factory. And 10 years back, he offered that factory to me. So I told him, look, I don't know how to run this factory. So let's go 50-50. You run it. And you give me 50%, and you keep 50%. So that's how. I think it was a smart move, no? So I got... So Jamunacharya had been running that factory, and so he just told me, Guru Maharaj, I offered you 100 the factory, you asked me to run the factory, and you take 50%, I take 50%. And now I am offering the 90% of the factory to you. So instead of 50%, he is keeping only 10% while running the factory also for us. Then I asked him, can you maintain yourself with 10%? Because he naturally has a big establishment also. He said, don't worry about it, I'll manage. So we want to thank Jamunacharya for his wonderful, wonderful contribution and an exemplary act, the way he is showing us how to serve Krishna, how to offer everything to Krishna. So let us all appreciate Jamunacharya's wonderful act by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And with this prayer, I beg Krishna that I do not know how to reciprocate this wonderful, generous contribution that Jamunacharya is making. I do not have any means, but I pray to Krishna that he rewards Jamunacharya in a most wonderful way for all that he is doing for him, all that he is doing for Srila Prabhupada. Thank you all. Thank you so much, Jamunacharya. And the credit Not just 50%. I think 100% of the credit for that actually goes to Chitra Devidasi. Because you know who is the boss. So, obviously everything is coming from the boss. Without the boss's approval. And both of them actually had been such wonderful examples. And thank you so much, Chitra Devidasi. And for Chitra Devidasi also, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna. You know, one thing I can tell you, in ISKCON, I have a reputation as being the biggest fundraiser. But I don't raise funds that way. It just comes to me. I never ask Jamunacharya to do this to me. And you know how, I'll just give you an example. What I try to do is, whatever comes to me, I try to offer it to Krishna. And it just keeps on expanding. Like when I became spiritual master, and the first Guru Dakshina I got, like during my birthday, like the money that I got, I used it for making a silver umbrella for Lord Nrisingadev. So that's, you know, I just whatever, anyway, that was enough for making that silver umbrella for Nrisingadev in Mayapur. The next year, whatever I got, I used it for making two silver umbrellas for Radha Madhava. For Radharani and Madhava. And in this way, what I try is, just whatever comes to me, I just try to offer it to Krishna and his service. And I'm seeing, like, it's just Krishna's mercy is expanding more and more. Like this Ujjain project came up. So only by his mercy. I got involved in making this movie on Srila Prabhupada, Abhay Charan. Like a TV serial. Took 6-7 years to make. Costed me about at least $2 million. Just came to me. I had the challenge to save New Mayapur, and that needed so much money. Just to the bank we owed at that time was $2 million, and I had succeeded in saving. Of course, in that respect, I must express my thanks and gratitude to Madhavendra Puri Das. He had been very, very instrumental in collecting funds in France, selling paintings with a team of devotees. And devotees came, got involved, helped me, and things are happening in such a wonderful way. And this shows that if we try to serve Krishna, Krishna makes all divine arrangements. By offering things to him, we can never lose. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sunil Mohan is also another person who had been very, very generous, along with his wife Hemangi, and very, very generous. Whenever there had been times when I was in some difficult situations, and I saw Sunil Mohan, he was so worried, and he literally went out of his way to help me out, to come out of that difficult situation. Thank you so much, Sunil Mohan. So, also again to Sunil Mohan and Hemangi, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You know who Hemangi is? No, you don't. Hemangi, identify yourself. Hare Krishna. Sunil Mohan and Hemangi also from Durban. I forgot to mention, Jamunacharya is from Durban. Maybe I'll take a little time also to tell another anecdote. Huh? And the first time I went to Durban, I was introduced to Jamunacharya. And then after that, we went downstairs to the banquet hall to have a program with the important local devotees, congregation devotees. And I just simply mentioned, that's the first time I went to South Africa, I was very impressed, and I told about the importance of this Krishna consciousness movement. I told them about the importance of Indians taking up the responsibility. I told them that actually it's not that by chance or accident you are in these countries, far off lands. Like Krishna actually have placed you in these countries so that you can promote Krishna consciousness movement. And then I was told that Jamunacharya wanted to meet me. I was very happy to meet him. I mean, I immediately said, yes, please, because he's a very important person. That's how he was introduced to me. And so Jamunacharya then told me that, Maharaj, you know, I was planning to emigrate to Australia. But now, after listening to you, I felt, why should I run away like a coward to Australia? And I decided to stay in South Africa and help Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jamunacharya Prabhu ki, Chitra Devi Dasi ki, Sunil Mohan Das ki, Hemangi Devi Dasi ki, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. And I must admit that there are so many of you are helping me in so many wonderful ways. And because of that, I am able to take up these projects and successfully complete them. So maybe someday I'll just write all the help these wonderful devotees have extended to me to serve Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Please. Bring a chair.
Today I would like to convey from the South African devotees attending this retreat our heartfelt appreciation and gratitude. This has truly been an auspicious and spiritually charged meeting. When we were here last year, we were really surprised and amazed at the quality of the seminar and the general arrangements maintained in Jain. However, I can confidently say that this year, Guru Maharaj, everything is at a much superior level. So like in the spiritual sky, every day is better than the previous, and less so than the next day. So this is like the spiritual sky. When Guru Maharaj first started these seminars and retreats all over the world, he did so because of his unconditional love for his disciples. As a disciple place began to increase, it was becoming increasingly difficult for us to get the necessary association and guidance from Guru Maharaj. So Guru Maharaj conceived the idea of retreats, so that we could all come together in our regions to have the most loving, intimate association with Guru Maharaj. And if we felt like a holiday, then we'd come to Ujjain and go on a cruise with him, etc. So thank you very much, Guru Maharaj, for caring so deeply for our spiritual well-being. It was on a sunny September morning last year that I was walking behind Guru Maharaj on the Durban promenade, and Guru Maharaj asked a senior devotee what he should talk about at the Jain retreat this year. And of course, that devotee gave the suggestion. I had seen the Guru Maharaj approve immediately, and so did all of us that was on that walk. These seminars are integral part of our development as devotees. Ideally, it would suit us all to have Guru Maharaj around us every day. But of course, it's not possible. So these seminars serve as concentrated instruction to inspire us and allow us the fortitude and freedom in our sadhana. Srila Prabhupada created this movement, and his intention was for it to be an international society where devotees of all races, creeds, and from varied backgrounds can meet and associate and forge relationships that otherwise would not be possible. I, for one, have made lasting and deep friendships with my God family from all over the world at these seminars, especially with the crowd of Malaysia. So, Guru Maharaj, I'm sure that Srila Prabhupada is pleased with your wonderful endeavors to host these seminars, so you are able to cultivate your disciples, especially those from the West who have control of man. We are truly grateful for this. Your discourse has been so well researched and has instilled in us the desire to return home and grab our bhagavatams and read cover to cover and over again, so we go back home, back to Lord. It is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is a preeminent book in India. Once one enters into it, you are transported as it were into the spiritual world where the gross matter has no existence. The true follower of Srimad Bhagavatam is a spiritual man who has already cut his temporary connection to the phenomenal nature and has made himself the inhabitant of the region where God eternally exists and loves. Because of our great fortune in having a spiritual master here so much, we are beginning to develop a taste of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the best journal of all religious literature and that is available in this world. It is the spotless literature of the world. Srila Prabhupada said the following of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam class in Boston, December 27, 1969. This Bhagavatam is so, I mean to say, exalted transcendental knowledge that there are 18,000 verses, and if you analyze each verse, each word, you will get a great transcendental information. There is no comparison to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Purana, Amalam Spotless. This Purana is the old history of the world. The importance of hearing and reciting from Srimad Bhagavatam is not to be underestimated, and it is the one activity that we must participate in to make any spiritual progress. Srila Prabhupada, in a letter to Bali Madana, Tokyo, 25th August 1970, said, "The whole Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses, very difficult to pronounce, even, and what to speak of memorizing, were narrated very easily just like reading San Francisco. He narrated the whole subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam continuously for 7 days, and Maharaj Parakshit also understood the subject matter very clearly. Both of them were so victorious that they attained the highest goal of life, namely the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, simply by reciting and hearing respectively." The love and care that we have received in our stay here has been unsurpassed. This is undoubtedly a study in humility and loving devotional service from the devotees of the Jain temple. This of course results in the mercy of Guru Maharaj. The guru-disciple relationship is the highest expression of friendship and love that can be exhibited, and this is patently the case here in Jain. The reciprocation of this is illustrated every evening in the Bhagavad Pasa. I stand to be corrected, but I have never seen a more wonderful way to end the day anywhere in this world. Last night I watched Mati shrieking joy at getting a Gaudam, and she continued to scream in joy like a little child getting a gift from her father for the first time for the $10 million session. And of course, Guru Maharaj's happiest moment is when he gives the Gaudam around his name. And so the time has come to leave and return to our mundane lives, but with the assurance that we have grown tremendously from this experience. We would like to thank everyone involved in making our stay here a comfortable one. Prashant was wonderful and he worked all our content. I like to make special mention of the little children that did the service. They were so sweet and respectful, obviously Vaishnavas of the highest caliber. Thank you to all the Brahmacharis, in particular, Ramana Nayan Prabhu. have reappeared in this day, who have extended themselves beyond reasonable expectation to ensure our progress. Thank you, yours, and the same.
Just 1 minute, please. Just 1 minute. Just a little introduction to Sunil Mohan. Sunil Mohan is a doctor. He is an ENT specialist, considered to be the best ENT specialist, at least in Durban. And he had been the secretary for the national, meaning South African ENT society. That means all the ENT specialists form that society. And this year, he has been elected as the first non-white ENT chairman of the ENT Society of South Africa. South Africa is still very strongly dominated by the whites, and all this while the whites have been the chairman, and he's the first non-white chairman of the ENT Society of South Africa. Thank you, Sunil Mohan. And next to him, who had been making the announcement, most probably you don't know him. He's a very humble person. He always stays at the back and tries to do everything, being unnoticed. How many of you know him? How many of you don't know him? Yeah, I thought as well. He is the co-president of this temple, Bimal Krishna Das Adhikari. Bimal Krishna is Indian, but he is from London. He used to be the secretary of the Hindu Society of UK. And he left UK, came to India to help me in my service to Srila Prabhupada. And he is serving in such a wonderful way for last about 10 years now?
8 years.
8 years in Ujjain. And thank you so much, Vimal Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, right.
Of Mumbai, at the traffic lights.
Hare Krishna, Anirudh, Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna.
Sit up.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, as this seminar is really very exciting and enlightening, especially for my life. Whenever I hear this seminar, it's a very clear missionary concept, for especially for me. What Prabhupada wants for ISKCON, and what is ISKCON, what is Prabhupada's position, and what is our role in the ISKCON. So I really get a lot of nectars by this Gurumala seminar. And especially because we are in the field of 365 days in Maya book distribution. So especially our mind sometimes get, many options comes in our mind. Sometimes because we are away from, many times we go for first 5 days on. So we are far away from the temple and all. But when we hear again the seminar stack and recording, really again we get, strength. No, this is what Guru Maharaj wants from all the ISKCON devotees. And what is the important teaching on this Kali Yuga and why ISKCON is so much stressing on ISKCON, why we have to preach much important facts. We have seen from last 5 days, Guru Maharaj is telling us that what is the situation now our world is going on, and what is the situation of our leaders especially. So in that era, as our importance of preaching is also very important. And I like very wonderful session, it's a question answer. Guru Maharaj gave very nicely, elaborately, although my question was very silly, but still he tolerated, and as a very kindly he gave directed various my question and answer. I thankful for this. And one more very, very important kirtan. I always, whenever Guru Maharaj comes in Bombay, so I request Guru Maharaj please do kirtan. And we always accept, he said, yes, I will come and do kirtan. So this also kirtan, Guru Maharaj, so really, all of are nourishing, but especially for me, this whole year will be surcharged so that we can serve more Sri Radha Asbiharji. And Ujjay Darshan Trip also, this time very wonderful, under the guidance of Radha Vinod Prabhu, all the devotees have assembled, and we have various pastimes in each and every basis described by various devotees, and especially important of Mahakaleshwar Darshan, that we had in Jagannath Prasadam, that was roti, was like the Gaj roti, and Guru Maharaj was distributing. So I said, Guru Maharaj, I go for the Gaj roti. So, once again, thankful for wonderful Ujjain Darshan, and in that way, I request all of you that you can please bestow mercy onto me so that I can be an instrument as a missionary and as a servant of my Guru Maharaj. Although my service is not that much, but still Guru Maharaj always appreciates whenever he comes in Juhu, and he places his bless by his lotus hand on my head. So I request, thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. And probably next year, booking is I have done already.
Representing the UK, I'd like to invite Ananda Mahamataji. And also after this, His Grace Nagaraj Malaysia. After.
Speaking on behalf of all of us UK devotees, London devotees today, we'd like to thank Guru Maharaj and all the devotees here for such a wonderful retreat. Some of us came last year and some of them are new to this year. So for me, it's been really wonderful in itself just to spend time with my London Guru brothers and sisters in London. Life is very hectic at the temple as well. What have you done tonight? There's so many services and so many things to do, but we don't really actually get time to spend with each other. So it's been so nice to actually spend time with my God brothers and sisters, and to see them very excited. I've seen them in a different way, as I see them in London. They have an exciting mood about them. They seem spiritually recharged and enlightened. And also, most of them have had treatment in the Ayurveda clinic. So they're looking very pure and revitalized as well. So I think, overall, for mind, body, and soul, they've been revitalized. So that's been really nice. And also, not just with them, but also to spend time with God brothers and sisters. I don't see so regularly, maybe just once a year. So seeing old friends and maybe new friends has been really wonderful. And I think generally UK devotees have noticed that last year and this year, the retreat has been very well organized. Generally very well organized. The structure of the program, the timings, everything's been pretty much on time. The Shardin has been amazing. The trip, a parikram around the day, is very well organized and very good on that. So, and the devotees serving. I think this one, this thing really sticks with me from last year and this year. The devotees' service attitude is just amazing. But from the small children to the brahmacharya to those in management, it's just, you know, really heartwarming. It's something I've not experienced before in any other temple, actually. And I think the reason why is because they've been so well trained from Guru Maharaj. And they're really exemplary in Vaishnava etiquette and dealing with devotees. And they're such a caring mood, it's really touching. And what I've noticed is that from last year I was here a few days, after with the movie and this year, to just see how it is when Guru Maharaj is not here. And it's exactly the same, actually. The mood is exactly the same. They're so caring and they're so loving. It's really, it's lovely. And UK devotees also would like to express their joy in kirtan. The evening kirtan would just be very ecstatic. And I think everyone is generally just really loved those, and we hope we have many, many more of them. On a serious note, studying Bhagavad Gita, it was very helpful. I've heard it a few times about how to learn verses, but somehow I can never retain a verse. And finding back, I've been quite ashamed that Guru Maharaj asked who knows, you know, the first couple of verses from Bhagavatam. I mean, I learned them a year ago, but I still haven't retained them. So, you see these small devotee children that probably recite the whole Gita. And so, for me, I just want to try and make more of an effort to just try and, you know, learn verses. Not just like to show off the Guru Maharaj and say, yeah, I know the verses, but it's for our own benefit as well. Because when we do learn them and retain them, we can remember very important points from Bhagavad Gita. So, not only is it helping purify us, we can use it to share with others as well. And I think that's the reason I have been able to retain, because I'm not using it so much. So it's very important that whatever we learn, we share with others. And once you learn the words, use it. And yeah, so going into so much depth of Bhagavatam is so wonderful, because we can really begin to realise the more we hear, the more we read, how futile this world really is, how temporary this world is. And I think with Guru Maharaj's renovation of Prabhupada's instructions to us, we really come to that realisation. And now I definitely know. It's just been building up over the years. And yeah, after this week, even more so, I just realised there really is nothing more important than developing our relationship with Krishna. And everything else is just so temporary, so futile. And it just really helps us being nice and comforting. And really, this helps us to just understand our priorities in life. And I mean, in London, like, we're very fortunate. Well, I know I'm very lucky I get an opportunity to go to the temple every day with some of my brothers and sisters. But then this is like a rare opportunity that they can be in a temple environment for a whole week. So it's just about inviting that mood when we go back to our normal lives before we have to start everything. All the rest of it, trying to keep this temple room within us and start sharing with others. So thank you so much, everyone, for reality of Krishna consciousness. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Sit down. Yeah, sit down. Sit down. Yeah. Oh, okay. They got the names, I didn't.
I'm representing the Malaysian team, and I've been serving ISKCON for almost 18 or 19 years now, and I'm serving as a center treasurer in Johor Bahru, Malaysia. And this is my first retreat. And of course, like to thank you, Guru Maharaj, for inviting us when you visit Malaysia earlier this year. And of course, I would like to thank Sulaki Mataji and the last Rajasthan Prabhu who made the initial travel arrangement. And of course, the other devotees in the temple who actually make other arrangements for our stay and warm welcome and the hospitality that given to us for throughout this year. For me personally, this is indeed a real retreat. And of course, I'm working in the bank and I'm supporting the commodity traders where usually very busy with my email, BlackBerry, office communicator, phone calls, whatever. You know, this last 1 week, I have not read my emails. I never checked my emails.
No.
I never answered any phone calls. I switched off my phone. And I switched off my BlackBerry as well. So that I can have undivided attention on the class. So this is really a wonderful experience for me. This is really, what should I say, really, really wonderful.
A retreat.
The Bhagavad class, of course, as I mentioned to earlier, this is, in many times I make an attempt to read myself and to understand certain things from Bhagavad. I couldn't have the same level of understanding that what I have gone through these few days. That is really worked for me. As well as, this is the first time I learned how to memorize the verses. Thank you for the technique. And of course, I see people here, the devotees here, really well trained. I see small piece can recite the Sanskrit very well, and they are really expert. And I feel very sad and backward. I mean, for the last 19 years, I don't know what am I doing when I compare to them. And I think I need a lot of to do. I need to do a lot of catch up. That will, as Krishna will show some mercy on me. And of course, I would like to thank, we really enjoy the kirtan in the evening. And of course, the Matajis, I see they really have fun on the catching the garlands, you know, in the evening. They have good time as well. And I take this opportunity to thank all the devotees, brahmacharis, and just small kids who have been serving us all this while, and they really doing a wonderful job. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And of course, I'm sure I will talk about this retreat once I'm going back home. And of course, I will talk to my colleagues, other devotees as well in Malaysia. Probably I can, I will make an, would like to make a promise to come back for the retreat again and again. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. What name? What name you? Nanda Vraja Prabhu.
Nanda Vraja Prabhu. Just one request. I know there's so much to say, so much to appreciate. Just if you don't mind, please keep the appreciation show for you right
now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, I will just make a suggestion to keep it short. Like, this is a class on the realizations. So just speak about the realization. Thanking and other stuffs, we'll do it. I will bring all those people here and we'll collectively thank them all. So there is no need to go to that. So just try to keep it short because we have quite a few things to do. As I said, like, we have to thank those I want to thank those devotees who actually made this retreat so exciting, so wonderful. Yes, Nanda Vraja Prabhu. Nanda Vraja Prabhu, just a brief introduction. He's a disciple of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and he is a very, very committed devotee. He's living in New Zealand, but originally he's from Fiji, and a wonderful devotee.
This is on behalf of the devotees from Auckland, New Zealand. Actually, talking to my group, we said this is the highlight of our tour. We've been touring most of the holy places in India for the last 5 weeks. And when we came here, we did not know what we expect. I had some inkling because I had taken Maharaj's trip in Gold Coast in Australia. But the other devotees were completely blind. So I said, I just kept them in suspense. So when I had a feedback, I said, what do you think? Oh, everybody said, this is the highlight of the whole tour. When we go back, we will always have relished this past time of our retreat here. And everything is sweet. When I reflect back, and I remember this Madhuram, then you said, the like, Eugene is sweet. It is our sweeter. Kirtan is more sweet. And Maharaj's transdual katha is the sweetest of all. Maharaj mentioned that Srimad Bhagavatam is relished by very, very elevated devotees. And when Sukhi Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, because it was touched by his lip, it became even more relished. So what I realize here, when you're touched by your lips and it came flowing through your heart, it was the sweetest of all the kathas so far I have heard. And this is also the opinion of my group here from Auckland. So it was so sweet that we were just thunderstruck. And continuously, you are such a nice, not only nice storyteller, but your realization, the way you put forward the pastimes of Krishna. And it was so wonderful, just sealed right in the heart. And I was reflecting that you mentioned the qualification of the speaker. And when I read this verse, you mentioned this verse, the sages say, respect to the Goswami, you are completely free from all vice, you are well versed in all the scriptures, famous for religious life, and in the Puranas, and the histories as well, for you have gone through them under proper guidance, also explain them. So if we just substitute the sages for devotees and Sri Goswami for Maharaj, we can say, devotees say, respected Maharaj, you are completely free from all vice, you are well versed in all scriptures, famous for religious life, and the Puranas and histories as well, where you have gone through them with the proper guidance and also have also explained them. So this is such a relevant verse and really applies to you. And because it's coming through because you have been trained by Srila Prabhupada, you're such a committed disciple of Prabhupada. What you say is really hit us in the heart. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for this. Also, we realize the beautiful devotees from all over the place, especially from South Africa, Holland, here local devotees, UK. And such I was trying to tell my group to just mingle with them, don't group together. This is the only option you're going to have to mingle and learn about them. They're such a wonderful devotees. And as Maharaj said, when you have a good reciter and good listener, the katha becomes more and more useful. And this is what we also have. We also like to see that devotees here are such wonderful Western etiquette, and the devotee is serving everyone so nicely, and it's a very good lesson for all of us to emulate when we go back. So, just being brief, I need to again just quickly thank Maharaj and all the devotees who worked tirelessly to put together this retreat. I have a request from Maharaj, please come to New Zealand once so we can organize this retreat. And you said, if you organize a retreat like this, I'll come. So now I know what sort of retreat you are expecting. Although it will not be in this grand scale, but we'll try and have a small scale retreat. And you can always share the other evaluation with us. Thank you again, Maharaj, and all of you.
Hari Bol Navinandisa.
Hare Krishna, our dear Guru Maharaj. Dhanyavad pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Mic is on. Speak a little louder. Thank you, Hare Krishna, Navina. Maybe you can announce the next. Should they, will it be better to use this mic? Then, you know, it'll be easier.
Yes.
Maybe you can give me that one. That's yours.
Yes.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you for everything. I'm representing the Spanish Yatra. In fact, I'm the only one, I think, from Spain. So organizers didn't have any other option. For I and Madhav Manju.
Don't exclude Madhav.
Okay. And also Gibraltar Yatra, my dear friend Nita Prashad and his wife is here. So thank you very much. So my brief introduction about this retreat, like everybody, we like holidays. Like, who doesn't like holidays? We work all the year, 350 days to enjoy 15 days of holidays. But generally, when I and my wife go on any other holidays, which is not spiritual retreat, we end up fighting and arguing. This is the only place which we don't argue, we don't fight, because we never see each other. She is busy. She's busy with her friends doing something, and I'm trying to listen to Guru Maharaj's instructions. So what a wonderful way of passing 1 week or 2 weeks of holiday, which is, you know, like so cherished all the year round. Like this morning Guru Maharaj mentioned, when we generally fall sick, so his advice was not to go to the ICU. But I would like to add that I would really recommend you to go to ISU. Now, what does that stand for? That is Intensive Spiritual Unit. That is, this place, Guru Maharaj's retreat, is like an intensive spiritual unit, where in ICU we are injected through different injections and holes in our body, different medicines and antibiotics. So here in this retreat, we are given different dosages of through our years, the kirtan of Guru Maharaj and as wonderful Bhagavatam classes. Through the eyes, we have the wonderful darshan of the deities in the morning and in the evenings. And through our tongue and mouth, we can chant and relish the most delicious prasadam we ever had. So this is the place to get revived, body, mind and soul, and in this ISU. So the realization which I had in this retreat especially is that I saw people, because Guru Maharaj is doing retreats in Europe, but in this retreat we are seeing people from all over the world, not only from Europe, from Australia, from New Zealand, from India. So it makes us realize that this organization is growing globally. It's not in one continent, and it gives us also the chance to know that how powerful this organization is. Just one pure soul like Guru Maharaj is planting the seeds of bhakti in different places, and it's just growing and growing and growing uncontrollably. So it is due to his mercy and his compassion that we all here today celebrating and enjoying this spiritual retreat. So this is another beautiful realization. Also, the service attitude which we had from all the devotees over here, right from age 9 to one girl, always she was serving and asked, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? And it, every time she would ask me this, it makes my heart melt, because outside in the material world, people are not saying, but they are, you know, waiting for the moment, how can I exploit you? You know, and over here, this is the place when we come and they are saying, right from the small devotee to the senior devotees, like the co-president, Radha Vinod Prabhu, always they are waiting for opportunity to serve. And Guru Maharaj, of course, like every time he was sitting here and giving his classes, many times I was sitting in the last seat, sometimes it was very difficult to keep full attention, but his enthusiasm for giving the classes was so great, like the stories which we have listened of Srimad Bhagavatam again and again, but it was like we are listening for the first time. You know, the enthusiasm which and the purity which Guru Maharaj had in his classes. So it's like very purifying. So I just sincerely hope that we can come every time there's an opportunity to this retreat and enjoy to the best of our possibilities. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You, Satyamani, from Australia. And Devoti Mataji from Kolkata afterwards. And then after that, Ajay Krishna Prabhu from Mauritius.
Ajay Chaitanya.
Sorry. Ajay Chaitanya.
Bit of an obstacle course. Hare Krishna. I'll keep this quite brief, but I want to say a few things. I've been to many, many retreats before, and this is, I think, the best one. For many, many reasons, the devotees of such high caliber, the quality of the people here, it's very special, and when you go out in the world, the quality of the people is Kali Yuga quality, which is fairly ordinary, as we know. So thank you so much for being here and for your intelligence, your dedication, your devotion, everything. Everybody's mentioned the international scene, and it's wonderful to meet all our family. And it does feel like family. We talk to strangers at the table and suddenly we're family. So it's wonderful. So thank you. Now, one realization that was really the biggest for me was I brought my nephew here, Tucker, who's 15. He's not here actually at the moment. He's busy chilling out because he came to this morning session. And I was a little bit apprehensive because you can imagine a 15-year-old boy, Australian, and he's growing up in a family that, a nice family, but they're not devotees, they're in the propaganda of the West. And so he's involved with all his gaming and his iPods and oh God knows what. So I was a little bit nervous that he'd come and be bored and, you know, the teenage thing, check out and want to go to the movies or something. But I think due to everyone's welcoming of him, and Guru Maharaj's wonderful discourses, he's actually getting something. He's engaging, and he's finding... he came to the talk voluntarily this morning. We haven't pressurized him to do anything. And he really enjoyed the talk about the 12th canto. And I think what that showed me is that Srila Prabhupada's words stand through all time and will continue to reach out to people who are interested to become Krishna conscious. So it was very heartening to see that through Guru Maharaj's lecture that his heart was touched and that he's sort of starting to engage. So, and then of course the final thing of, we have wonderful Guru Maharaj and this amazing highest knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm so grateful because really that's the only thing that can keep us all going in the mad Kali Yuga. And the quality that Guru Maharaj always brings to everything, the detail, attention to detail, and the warm welcome that he extends to everyone who comes. It's always so touching to me to see that, you know, he'll really welcome everyone and personally give attention. So thank you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you.
Devoti Mataji.
Yes, a few words. You see, in the West, now we are really struggling to get the Western participation in our movement. And I have been visiting Australia for last few years, and I've always been emphasizing that if you try to get locals, that means Australians, to participate. And recently we had a big catch, and that is Sati. She's a very successful lady. She runs a very successful business with many branches of pharmaceutical pharmacies in different parts of Australia, and she runs it very efficiently. But now that she is getting involved in Krishna consciousness, she is trying to minimize her involvement in the business and get more time to stay in Krishna consciousness. And I think in Australia she will be very great to catch the other Australians. And she already got one. That is rather big. And thank you very much, Satya. I wish. Devahuti is there. You can see a bright young girl from Calcutta. She is just qualified. She's studying to become a judge. Where she will be working again as judges in India. And she wants to serve Krishna in the position. But anyway, so she's a very bright girl, very wonderful, bright Divya Prabhupada. And these are our future.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. It is my great fortune to be able to share some of the bliss I'm experiencing with you. Today is our seventh and last day as participants of the Global Spiritual Retreat 2014 in Avanti Dham under the shelter of Guru Maharaj. Here, if I were able to share some of the most memorable aspects of the retreat, I would put it in the best five ways. First being the beautiful, inspiring devotees here, that is all of you. Secondly, the ecstatic chanting and dancing. Thirdly, Guru Maharaj's divine association. Fourthly, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada's deep instructions that we realized. And lastly, the tastiest Krishna Prasadam, and of course, the wonderful arrangements. It is overwhelming to witness how devotees from various regions from around the world have come together to celebrate and rejuvenate their spiritual lives. Personally, it gives me immense strength to be able to absorb the fact that yes, we are in this together. Yes, Srila Prabhupada has indeed built a roof under which the whole world can reside. I distinctly remember Guru Maharaj stating that these few days were organized for us to have a temple life. And I think we all can honestly admit that we are really loving our temple life and deeply desire that it could be this way forever here in Avanti Dham. Now that some of us will be soon stepping into out of our normal state of enthusiastic practice of Krishna consciousness into the very boring, abnormal and chaotic life back home, I hope to closely carry the instructions that we received from the stories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Although we are functioning in this material world, we are after all eternal spiritual beings. I will try and treat the rest of my life in reflection of the lessons that we learned from Sri Parikshit Maharaj's last 7 days. Thank you, Srila Guru Maharaj, for choosing this topic for the discourse. The important Krishna conscious qualities will be so much more understandable through these examples we have in our Vedic history. These are history and not just stories, like you always emphasized. Although I had heard Ajamila's story several times earlier, your descriptions, Guru Maharaj, laid the foundation of the potency of the holy name in my heart. We are so very happy to have our shloka learning sessions from you, so happy not to have the time for other irrelevant activities, because we have to be there in time for the program. It seems the lesser number of hours I sleep, the more blissful I feel by the end of the day, and certainly while dancing. The kirtan every night was something we most awaited, and also the jumping and the loud chants of Hari Bol to receive the garland from Guru Maharaj. I cannot possibly cover a minute fraction of the happiness we are experiencing. But in a sense, we could conclude that most of us are already awaiting another such opportunity. Thank you so very much.
Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. I am caught a little by surprise because I came here to hear, to listen, but Prabhu brought me here. Well, I'll be brief. I don't want to repeat what the other speakers have said, and naturally I share everything they said. Because for me personally, it will be very difficult to say what has been best. The lectures, the kirtan, the warmth of the devotees, the prasadam. So it is very difficult for me. I have known ISKCON since 1979. I've heard about this spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, you know, the spiritual world, things like that, right? I've preached about it, but I've experienced it here in Ujjain. Now I can listen what it is all about. So in brief, I'll say, I came, I saw, I experienced, and I have been conquered. Thank you very much. Jai Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So Lord Kapiladev, he told his mother, Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Samvido Ritkana Krit Rasayana Kataha Tajoshanat Ashvapavagavat Bani Shradi Bhakti Rati Anukramishyati. So the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement, according to Srila Prabhupada, is to hear Krishna Katha, Satam Prasangam, in the association of devotees. And as we know, we have experienced that, it has the power to Rasayana Kataha. It's like a tonic, Ayurvedic tonic. Actually, I've been blessed to take the treatment, Guru Maharaj. So I'm doing both ways, the treatment as well as the Katha, Rasayana Kataha. On one side, I feel rejuvenated on the bodily platform because it's true, it works, even though I'm full of turmeric all the time. but it helps the body. I have to admit, this is a very good Ayurvedic clinic, Guru Maharaj. And also, 5 hours a day, Rasayana Kataha. This is extremely tonic for the soul. And Ajvapagavatmani, it has the power to put us towards Avapavagavatmani, towards liberation. So Shraddha Bhakti Ratir Anukramishyati, and I feel rejuvenated spiritually also. Shraddha, Bhakti and Rati, taste for Krishna consciousness. And there's a verse spoken by Prithu Maharaj. He spoke to the Lord, and I found it is very adequate towards Guru Maharaj, because this is the verse. It says that even though we have been hearing all this katha, isn't it, for the last 30 years or so, but when the words emanating from the lotus mouth of a pure devotee, because he is surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, it has the power to, it touches the saffron mercy like particles which are placed on the lotus feet of Krishna. And because he is surrendered to Krishna, it touches those saffron particles, it becomes empowered. Those words become empowered to revive in us this Krishna Sambandha. So I feel, Guru Maharaj, that, you know, even though I've been hearing those katha a lot, I feel that it has gone much further within because of your purity and because and because Guru Maharaj is a surrendered soul, so it has greater effect, undeniably. So thank you so much for that, Guru Maharaj. And please come to Europe also to also inspire us, because it's a fact that, you know, as you some of you are from Europe and other places, but especially in Europe, we need a lot of support, because the Kali Yuga effect is so pernicious that we are becoming more and more affected. So we need this Krishna Katha. We need strong dosage of Krishna Katha. So please, Guru Maharaj, please come, if you come a little bit to France also. Thank you so much. And I'm very much impressed by this project, because I have seen it growing over the years. And as I heard from many devotees, the excellence of the local devotees here is amazing. And in terms of etiquette, care, warmth, it has come up. This project is practically one of the best projects in ISKCON I've seen today. So, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Guru Maharaj ki, Hare Krishna.
Can I now invite Anand Krishna Prabhu to read a lesson from Sai Maharaj from Australia?
This morning I received a letter from Sai Maharaj. He's a very bright boy from South Africa who sat down in Australia and he's a very bright student, one of the best students in the university in South Africa. And so he had to leave today and he just wrote something. And I was so impressed with what he wrote, I thought that maybe I would share it with all of you, and I requested Anand Krishna Prem to read it.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to your divine grace. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. These past few days of this retreat have also been a retreatment for our condition of spiritual stagnation. We are overwhelmed with a feeling of unpayable debt that you have so munificently given your time to save us from that most unfortunate condition of not remembering Krishna. Through your expert exposition, Srimad Bhagavatam has come alive for us in the most accessible way. We have been able to appreciate the brilliance, eruditeness and mercy of Srila Prabhupada in a most wonderful way. Your encyclopedic knowledge and your animated narration of the Puranic discourse has made the hearing of this transcendental literature so much more relishable. With such clarity and fluency, you have expounded the nature of the grammatical composition, the stylistic representation, and the semantic implication of the verses, purports, and anecdotes. All the while, the reverberating message has come forth like a herd of stampeding elephants, taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Depend on Him fully. This is the sign of real intelligence. His pastimes are there to drown us in ecstasy. Thank you, Maharaj, for giving us a taste of those pastimes. We pray that by your mercy we can be Vayam tu na vitrapyana Uttama sloka vikrame Yat shrinvatam rasa jnanam Sadhu sadhu pade pade. Your humble servants, Bhakta Sen and Bhaktin Shraddha from Melbourne, Australia. Hare Krishna.
Jain, and this will conclude this part of the program.
नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति जारु स्वामी नीति नामने स्निग्धचेता सुप्रणेता वाग्मीन च रसाप्लुतम प्रभुपाता गत पणा नौमी भक्ति चारु नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौर प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे साधु संग सर्वशास्त्र कहे लव मात्र साधु संग सर्व सिद्धि है। जैसा कि हमारे सभी शास्त्रों में कहा गया है कि एक क्षण भर के लिए भी यदि हमको किसी साधु का संग मिलता है तो हमारा जीवन धन्य धन्य हो जाता है। हम सभी धन्य धन्य हो गए क्योंकि हमको इतने महान, इतने तेजस्वी शास्त्रों को जानने वाले, इतने मधुर वाणी में अमृत की वर्षा करने वाले एवं श्री प्रभुपाद जी के परम शिष्य श्री गुरु महाराज जी के श्री मुखारविंद से ऐसी अमृतमय वाणी का रसास्वादन करने का परम सौभाग्य प्राप्त हुआ है। श्री प्रभुपाद जी की तरह हमारे श्री गुरु महाराज भी परम दयालु हैं, जिनकी कृपा से हम लोगों ने 7 दिनों में श्रीमद् भागवतम को समझने का सौभाग्य प्राप्त किया है। हमको किस तरह से श्री कृष्ण की प्रेममयी सेवा करनी चाहिए, हमेशा भागवत का श्रवण और अध्ययन करना चाहिए, ये हमको श्री गुरु महाराज जी के मुख से सुनने को अवसर मिला। जिस प्रकार माता अपने बच्चे को स्वादिष्ट भोजन बनाकर खिलाती है, उसी प्रकार गुरु महाराज जी ने अपनी मीठी मीठी भाषा से हमको गुरु महाराज जी ने अपनी मीठी मीठी भाषा से हमको इतने प्यार से, इतना सुंदर ढंग से भागवतम कथा सुनने का अवसर प्रदान किया है। आज की क्लास मुझे बहुत ही प्रेरणादायक लगी, जिसमें स्वयं श्री प्रभुपाद जी एवं स्वयं गुरुदेव ने हमको भी जब भी हमारा शरीर जर्जर होगा तो हमको उसको किस तरह से छोड़ना है,
हमको किसी भी डॉक्टर की शरण नहीं लेना चाहिए और उस समय लेकिन मेरे साथ एक समस्या रहेगी क्योंकि मेरा बेटा खुद डॉक्टर है और यह सब भी, इसके अलावा मुझे यह सब भी बहुत अच्छा लगा कि हमको हमेशा भगवान के ऊपर निर्भर रहना चाहिए और हमको जो आनंद है हमारे जीवन का वो हमको भगवान को प्रदान करना चाहिए, कभी भी अपने आनंद के विषय में हमको सोचना नहीं चाहिए। यह भी मुझे बहुत ही अच्छा लगा। और इससे भी अच्छा, सबसे अच्छा तो यह लगा कि श्री गुरु महाराज की असीम कृपा से हम सभी उज्जैन वालों को, आप सभी पूरे विश्व के भक्तों का संग मिला। और आप सब लोग ही बहुत ही विनम्र स्वभाव वाले हैं। मैं सभी माताजी लोगों से मिली, सभी बहुत ही अच्छी हैं। हमको आप सब से यह सीखने का अवसर मिला। और आप सबका गुरु महाराज के प्रति कितना समर्पण है ये देखकर तो हम लोग आश्चर्यचकित रह गए। स्वयं गुरु महाराज के मुखारविंद से सुना, हम लोग तो एक चींटी के बराबर भी नहीं है। सिर्फ हम उज्जैन वालों पे गुरु महाराज की अहेतु की कृपा है। हम सब तो ऐसे नादान बच्चे हैं, गुरु महाराज अपनी शरण में रखे हुए हम सबको, जैसे माता पिता अपने गोद में नादान बच्चे को रखते हैं ऐसे हम सब नादान बच्चे हैं। मेरा आप सभी से, जो भी बाहर से पधारे हैं सभी भक्त लोगों, आप सब से मेरा यही हाथ जोड़कर निवेदन है कि आप हर समय हमेशा सेमिनार में आते रहें ताकि हम सबको भी आपके साथ यह सुनने का सौभाग्य मिले। और गुरु महाराज से भी मैं यह निवेदन करूंगी, मुझे पता है कि वो मान लेते हैं सब बात। गुरु महाराज मेरे जैसे पतित जीवों पे कृपा करो, मुझे ना तो सेवा करना आता है ना मैं कुछ भी सहायता नहीं करती हूँ, फिर भी पता नहीं क्यों आपके हेतु की कृपा से मेरा ये भक्ति जीवन चल रहा है और चलता रहे। हरे कृष्णा।
Thank you all. Thank you all very, very much. And as you all have expressed your appreciation for the devotees who made this retreat such a wonderful success, so I also want to thank them, all those devotees, asking them to come onto the stage so that you can see them also. So first of all, I'll ask Radha Vinod to come onto the stage. Radha Vinod, you all know him, but just a brief introduction. He is from London. He was very actively involved in Bhaktivedanta Manor and he had been serving there. Like, just to give an idea how intensely, how sincerely he had been serving there. In the West, pujaris are a very, very rare to get the pujaris. And so same, although London Temple has a large number of devotees and congregations, and Radha Vinod had been very much involved in serving there, so much so that when a time came when there was no one to wake the deities, because even the temple devotees were hesitating to get up so early to wake up the deities and do the Mangala Arati. Radha Vinod, who lives outside, although his house is quite close, but still it's about 10 to 15 minutes drive from the temple. Every morning, Radha Vinod was coming, waking the deities and doing the Mangala Arati. And for that, every day he had to wake up at around 2:45 in the morning and get ready, taking bath and all, drive to the temple, because to wake the deities also up, and it's not that just at 4:30 you wake them up, 4:30 you conduct the Mangala Arati, but you wake the deity up at 4 o'clock? Oh, 3:45 you. Oh, he used to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And but Radha Vinod wanted to retire from London and come to India, and especially is very attached to this project. And Bhaktivedanta management was really upset when he decided to come here. But anyway, he stuck to his ground, and so he's here. Radha Vinod has, ever since he came, he started to take up a lot of responsibilities, and he was very much behind organizing this retreat. He took that initiative, and so thank you very much, Radha Vinod. And incidentally, Radha Vinod also is a co-president of this temple. There are three co-presidents in this temple: Ganganarayan, Bimal Krishna, and Radha Vinod. In this respect, I also want to mention that you all have been very impressed with the humble attitude of the devotees, the service attitude of the devotees, and I have seen that mood in this temple has been created by Ganganarayan. Not only he took a lot of responsibilities from the very beginning of this project, I was very much involved. I used to spend a lot of time. But then when this project actually developed, the temple was inaugurated and things started to happen, then there was a need for me to go out, because as a sannyasi in ISKCON, I need to go out and travel and preach. And I could do that those days because I had the confidence that Ganganarayan is there and he can manage. And it's because of my confidence in him, or because of the responsibilities that he has assumed, I could actually take the time out of Ujjain and travel around and preach. And now, not only he took a lot of responsibility, not only he managed this temple very expertly, but his service attitude, which is actually a very natural characteristic of a Vaishnava. Like, from the very beginning I used to see, he was just serving. Generally temple presidents, they kind of get others engaged in serving. He was doing that, but he would, like, say for example, when this temple was not even built, he's the temple president, we were in the community hall, we had our setup, and people would come to meet me, and we had to serve prasad and things to them, and guess who was serving them prasad? Ganganarayan. Although there were about 70 devotees in the temple, he could have very easily told others that, well, you serve or you take up this service and you do this. But he didn't do that. He was serving himself. And I had to actually chastise him. Now, why are you serving? You are the temple president. You just sit there and take part in our discussions. And so that is just to give an idea. And that attitude of Ganganaran is still prevalent. Like even today, breakfast he joined us. We are taking lunch and he was serving. Like, I haven't seen any temple president who does that. Just serving. Just like an ordinary devotee in the temple, who usually, junior devotees generally execute those services. And because of this example, the devotees also developed a very sweet and serving attitude here. So, get a chair and let Ganganaran also sit down here, so that everybody can see. And yeah, incidentally, actually after I took lunch, I was feeling very bad. And today is his birthday, and I was thinking that I should have actually at least got him to sit down and take lunch with me, but I completely forgot. It occurred to me only afterwards, that when I realized that at 2:30 during the devotee prasad in the temple room, in the temple kitchen, that we were going to cut the cake for Ganganayan, to celebrate Ganganayan's birthday. Then, anyway, Ganganayan, I was feeling very bad actually that I didn't ask you to come and join us for lunch. Thank you. And these are our three stars in Ujjain Temple. Okay, the devotees who made this retreat such a wonderful success, I'll call those devotees. So, the section-wise, first we call the brahmacharis, then congregation boys, then different devotees. And actually, first of all, I want to call these girls who were the little girls and boys who actually stole everyone's heart. I want to call them first. Chanchal, come in. Dhanashri, Jaya, Jyotirmay, Priyanka, Krati, you can come anyway. Where is Subhadra? Ask Subhadra also to come. And where is us? There are more also. What is his name, daughters? Come, you all sit here. Priyanka? Yeah, where are they? Prachi. Where is Prachi? Yeah. So you all come, sit down. Okay, Karuna. Anyone else? You can face that way so that everyone can see you. You can sit down. So these are the shining stars. twinkle, twinkle, little stars. How I wonder what you are. I know, you all are wonderful devotees. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Keep sitting there. Okay. Brahmacharis, Keshav Prabhu. Vijay Gopal, come in, come on to the stage. Keshav, Vijay Gopal, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Advaita Simha, Tushtatma Krishna, Vishwajit, Angad, Ansul, Sachin. Yeah, let them all sit here. Shakulesho, stage. So once again, Vijay Gopal, what happened? Vijay Gopal nahi? Okay, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Shuklambar, okay, they are so detached. Advaita Sinha, Tushtambar Krishna, Tushtatma Krishna, Vishwajit, Angad, Ansul, and Sachin. Okay, from congregation boys, Aman. Where is Aman? Come in. Kanha. Hitesh. Jayesh. Come. Hitesh. Jayesh is... okay, come. Mausam. Nirmal, Prithviraj, Parth, Saurabh, Sushil, Tushar, Vishal. Bibhor. Shantanu. Yeah, one big name, Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Okay, then okay, medical, Dr. Sushil, is he? Okay, yeah, Sushil. Then Uttam. Then information and communication, Rasananda. Kartik, is Kartik here? Or yeah, Kartik, come. Oh, you're right. He'll have to be here. And Mohit. Okay, very good. sound system, Shashi Shekhar, Nadia Bihari, okay. Then guest reception and vehicle, Shubhananda. Shivaradhya. Bamsidhari. Ram Govinda. Ram Gopal. Bhakta Prabhu. Maybe they can sit on this side also. पीछे भी तुम लोग बैठ सकते हो. भक्त देवव्रत, कार्तिकेय, रजत, धनंजय. Then in personal care, Ganga Narayan Prabhu, Janaki Nath, Dharmendra Krishna, Vivashwan, Vivashan is not here. Vaishnav Charan. Atmaram. Is Atmaram Krishna?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Atmaram is not here. Yeah, Atmaram. Vijayananda. Balai, not here. Aditya, Vinit, Bhakta Kunal, Somdev, Nimai Sundar, Radhapad. Prasadam Q control. Gorvani. He must have been very popular. Gorvani is not here? Okay. And Uttam? And Dhingaraj? Okay. I'm sorry. Prasadam Q control was Gorvani and Dhingaraj. Then information, okay. Then and deity kitchen. Let me see. Devotee kitchen. The guest kitchen kothai.
Kitchen.
Okay. Padapankaj. Krishna Naam. Devarat, Ranganath, Ajitesh Chaitanya, Achha, those who are sitting out, standing outside can come in. Jo bahar khade hue ho, sab andar aa jao. Bahar rehne ka koi karan nahi hai, koi zarurat nahi hai. Okay, so then deity kitchen, swatik, cooking morning and evening, Rajbhog plate making. Very swatik. Come. Radha Radhya, very good, come. Suresh Krishna, and Radha Madan Mohan Prasad Bhandar, Prema Bhakti Prabhu, sounds like a very popular personality. Jagatpati, then Aniruddha, quite unusual actually, because I have never seen a temple commander so popular. Because temple commander wakes up everybody for Mangalarati. So Aniruddha is actually the temple commander. He is very responsible devotee. Quietly he is rendering a lot of service very diligently. And Bhadra Baladev, are you watching? So,
Sutagoswami.
Yeah, Sutagoswami. Okay. So now you know why this program was so successful, because of all the stars here. And I also want to mention that some devotees have been so impressed with especially these little girls, that Hemangi decided to contribute some gifts to them. So we will give it to them. And also Brajendra Sutta and his wife gave 300 euros also to be given to these children. Right. And 300 euros means 8,000, how much, about 24, and anyway, about 20,000 rupees, I think, about. So you have got a gift of 20,000 and plus, I don't know how much Hemangi is giving. So, a lot of money. And to all the devotees, also we will reward you. In some nice way. Thank you all very much.
other question.
Oh, okay, some more names that I.
Jogeshwar Agnes.
Huh? Okay, this is.
Apartment.
Oh, okay. Nilkant Prabhu. Nilkant. Then Mukunda Datta. Lilananda. And Murari Gupta.
Jogesh.
Jogesh also takes care of the Goshala. Come in, Jogesh. Come. Jogesh is very fond of the cows. And he takes care of the cows, although he is a brahmachari, he takes care of the cows as if they are his own children. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Yes, yes. Then apartment accommodation and also the guest, the clinic is taken care of by Champaklata. Radhavina? Champaklata, Radhavina? She is too busy taking care of. Anyway, Champaklata, as I mentioned, is Radha Vinod's good wife. And Radhika Mataji, okay, and projector system, Ananda Chaitanya and Torun Kanti Krishna. Ananda Chaitanya and Torun Kanti Krishna.
Jogeshwar from Ratlam.
Hare Krishna.
Ritesh.
Yeah, Ritesh. Sometimes we fail to see the closest object to our eyes. So, on behalf of all of you, I extend my heartfelt gratitude to all these devotees. Hare Krishna, thank you all very, very much. We have, where are the gifts? Okay. Okay, now you can go. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Huh? Oh, acha. Hum unko naam de dena. Hum unko ye karenge.
So now, this is the vital part of tonight's program. As it is a custom and tradition, respect, appreciate.